Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So this weekend, over 20,000 runners will take part in the Dublin City Marathon. But for some, the challenge goes far beyond the usual 26.2 miles. They're pushing themselves in extraordinary ways, driven by personal stories and causes and sheer grit. And our reporter, Maura Fay, has been meeting some of those remarkable individuals. And Maura is here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
So you've been speaking to people who've decided that running all of those 26.2 miles, that's not hard enough for them. They've made it even harder for themselves. And of course, they're doing this for a good cause. But tell us about them.
So, Claire, for most of us mere mortals, running over 42 kilometres in new money would seem pretty daunting. Now imagine running that while wearing 27 kilograms of equipment.
There you go.
Six firefighters from Dublin Fire Brigade, who are based at Dublin Airport, are going to do just that. I met with three of them, Stephen Gallagher, Christina Byrne and Gary Byrne. Stephen told me about their plans for the race.
So there's actually six of us from the fire station are going to take on the marathon wearing our full fire gear, including the breathing apparatus on our back, so that's our oxygen cylinder. Roughly adds on about 27 kilos extra weight. That's not including how much stress your body gets through with the heat stress inside the fire too.
That sounds like torture.
It has been and it will be. Yeah, absolutely. But like, we kind of train a lot in the gear as it is. The last number of months been doing long runs in the gear, so we've been prepping ourselves for it as much as we can.
Christina, how have you found the training?
I've only ever done one full marathon. Last year was my first Dublin City Marathon. I've done a couple of halves. I recently did Dingle half marathon as well. The training has been tough, not gonna lie. When we're in work, we're trying as much as possible to get the miles in the gear. Outside of work, we've been using weighted vests on our runs and stuff like that, but it's definitely going to be a very difficult task, both mentally and definitely physically. This is nothing that I think any of us have attempted before, so it's definitely going to be very interesting and probably will be my last marathon, I'd say, as well. So, yeah, we'll see.
Gary, whose idea was this?
This just kind of stemmed from an idea. A couple of us were kind of sitting around the kitchen in work one day, and we kind of just sprung the idea of, because myself and Christina had done it last year for our first ever marathon. Stephen had done a couple of marathons before, and we were just kind of, I don't know where the idea came from, we just said, why not try and, we have the equipment there, so why not try and do it in fire gear? And then it just so happened that Stephen had the exact same idea, so we just kind of, it just snowballed really, didn't it, from there. We said, why not? Like, it's a marathon's not an easy thing, but if it was, everybody would do it. So we said, why not push it one step further? And instead of going for an ultra marathon or something like that, we'll try and do it in fire gear and something a bit unique, you know, to try and push and try and raise some more money for charities in such a unique way of running the marathon, like, you know.
27 kilos, so it's just such an additional burden. Can you imagine when they cross the finish line and get that stuff off them, how they're going to feel? That's what you're waiting for, isn't it? And we're going to talk in a minute about how people can support all of these runners that you're talking about. Who else did you meet?
So you might remember last year, actor Colin Farrell ran the Dublin City Marathon, and for the final 4 kilometres, he pushed his friend Emma Fogarty in a wheelchair. Emma lives with a rare skin condition called epidermolysis bullosa, or EB for short. Together, they raised nearly €700,000 for the charity Deborah Ireland. One person who is inspired by their story is Gareth Winders from Glasnevin. This Sunday will be Gareth's 20th marathon. He's an inclusive basketball coach, and one of the young adults on the team he coaches is Killian Kenny. For this marathon, Gareth will not just be running it, he will be pushing Killian in a buggy for the entire marathon. I asked Gareth to tell me about Killian.
Killian has additional needs. He's not very steady on his feet. He has some metal rods in his back that to help him with some growth issues that he had. That's a different part of Killian. You know, if you meet Killian, he's a character. Part of this is inspired from Killian's love of a crowd. He's a big Spurs fan. He's a big Bows fan. He loves being involved in a crowd. When he scores a basket, he'll go off and celebrate like it's a goal. So he So when I said this to Rodney, his dad, Rodney said, we'll say it to him and see would he be interested. And Killian thought, yeah, sure, we'll go for it. And so here we are, the weekend just before, a couple of days just before the marathon. And he seems to be looking forward to it. We did our last run with Killian last weekend, and he likes his phone, so he has his phone out, so he has the exact start location and the end location on his phone, on his Google Maps. So you can imagine, as I'm running and I'm looking down, seeing this blue dot go nowhere, as the red dot is miles away. It's going well, and we're looking forward to it.
What's going to happen when you get to the finish line?
I think, because I know Killian, I've known Killian for about 4 or 5 years now, and he loved the crowd, as I said. So if we when we get to the finish line, I'm going to we're going to unbuckle him, and then just make him sure he's steady on his feet, and then let him cross the line on his feet. So the picture that they'll forever have will be a picture of Killian crossing the finish line on his feet. As I said to Killian, you know, this is going to be a marathon where you're going to be ahead of me for the whole race. So he's going to finish it as well on his feet.
Well, the best of luck to Gareth and to Killian as well. That's Gareth Winders, who's doing his 20th marathon. Now, Maura, you've also spoken to someone who at one point faced a very uncertain future when it came to physical mobility, let alone running a marathon.
Yes. So 33-year-old Keith McConnon's story is quite extraordinary. Back in June 2019, he suffered a serious brain injury after falling from the apartment he lived in. He spent over a year in hospital, much of it in induced coma. This will be Keith's second marathon. Last year he ran it for St Vincent's Hospital. That was the first hospital he was brought to after his fall. This year he's running it to raise money for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, which he says played a vital role in helping him return to everyday life and work. I asked Keith how it feels to be back fit and healthy after everything he's been through.
To be honest, it's a shock, because there was a time when I was in hospital, I wasn't even aware myself, but my family were able to tell me. During that time, it seemed like there wouldn't be a very active future for Keith through discovery. I was very quiet, and the fact I was in a coma for so long, and there was just, essentially, there was very little activity, and there didn't seem to be many signs of hope at all. So I think it's a big shock for everyone. Lucky enough, like, I don't remember those times because I was in a coma those times, so I don't have a clear awareness of it. But it seemed like the hope was very minor for Keith, or there wasn't much there at all. But it's kind of back now. When I did actually come back to be alert and see what's going on, and now, further on recovery, you see, well, actually, you've got a second chance now, Keith. So it's kind of like make the most of your life now, and do things that will actually give happiness then as well. Or it's also, as well as that, it's a way of saying thanks to all of the help you got as well. With that, if I was saying thanks to all of the help I got, I'd probably never stop running for the rest of my life. I'd need to do that much. But, it's been good so far. The biggest issue for me now is that the loss of fully 100% hearing, because now I need to wear hearing aids all of the time. Like, I couldn't even hear you there at all because the hearing aids weren't connecting properly. But now I can hear you clearly. So that's just one example. But it's very annoying. But with that, it's minor compared to how bad it could have been after the accident. So I like the fact I'm able to go out and do some exercise, or even walk and talk, or lucky enough, there's no sight issues around like that. Hearing is the main thing, and it's not gone. There's just ways of working around it then as well. With hearing aids, it can help.
That is an incredible story, isn't it, from Keith? I mean, Jeannie Mack, to go from where he was to running two marathons now back to back. And that's Keith McConnell. Now, if people want to support Keith and the other people you've been speaking to and we've been hearing from, Maura, how can they do it?
So if people want to support Keith and Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, check out Keith's page on eventmaster.ie. Just search for Keith McConnell. For the six Dublin firefighters, log on to GoFundMe and search for Dublin City Marathon in Fire Gear. They are raising money for three charities which the Dublin Airport Authority is supporting this year. They are Good Shepherd Cork, Little Blue Heroes and Critical. And to support Gareth Winders and Killian, who are raising money for the Shooting Stars basketball team, search for Team Killian on GoFundMe.
Maura, thank you very much and the best of luck to everyone running the marathon on Sunday. We will take a break.